We're going to change on the fly.
Seriously, I'm sitting here because you were saying something. I'm thinking, all right, here, let's go. And then I hear one for every quarter. Okay, that's pretty funny. Let's play complete. Just here's how this goes, okay? They think they might have something in place where they can trade Tyler Huntley for a late round pick, and they thought it was worth a very, very, very minuscule gamble, perhaps, to cut a veteran and terminate his contract and make an agreement with them. Hey, we're bringing you back. We might even give you a raise. Who knows? And then that way we can get a draft pick here. Well, let's just say that's how this works out, okay? Can we say that?
Yes, we absolutely can say that.
So let's not panic and think, all right, you cut somebody you might really want to keep. I'm thinking maybe it's Deontay Foreman, and you're going to lose him because somebody's going to go in and sweep him up for more money. My guess is that's not going to happen. Is it worth all of the finagling to get a sixth or a seventh round pick?
Maybe. Two or three
if it turns out to not be finagling at all, it's just a little bit of paperwork or whatever, and you pull it off, fine. That's fine. Are you okay?
So
if it ends up being three quarterbacks, are you okay with what Scott said, where maybe you have four quarterbacks into the season a little bit, just kind of hedging your bet that is our guy healthy, and does everybody else on other teams stay healthy?
All right. So look, when we look at the big picture on this whole thing, the question I think, and we talked about this a little before the show, what is Andrew Berry doing? Does he think that he can hold out and get a fifth, sixth round draft pick for Tyler Huntley, especially if there's rumors out there that they'd never, I have to believe that there is another team in the NFL that picked up the phone and called and said, hey, is Jameis Winston available? That does not sound inconceivable, does it? Right? I mean, these phone calls happen every day.
You know what? No. Phone calls I don't have any issue with. I just have an issue, slight issue with this. And it's only this. We saw what happened last year when Deshaun went down and we ended up playing multiple quarterbacks and you found one that worked. I think they have one that works now as their backup quarterback in Jameis. It'll all come down to evaluation. And I think that the front office has earned our trust. If they happen to determine that DTR is ready to go, then you could truly entertain calls about Jameis. I don't think they're doing that. I think Jameis.
I'm not saying entertaining. I'm saying that if I was a GM of another team and I didn't feel good about my backup quarterback and I thought I could bring in somebody with experience, it cost me a phone call,
right,
to call over and just say, hey, is Jameis available? Like, but I got to believe that that happened somewhere.
I'm sure it does.
I'm sure they went through like all the other teams they thought were the backup quarterback might be a viable option for them.
However, if I'm Andrew Berry, I'm answering that phone call I might get from another team and saying, you know what, we really like him, we're going to keep him.
Yeah, that's easy. That's
what I would say.
Yeah, I agree, it's easy. But I also agree that if you're a GM in this league, you need to do your due diligence and try to go out and upgrade your team, no matter who your team is, right? I don't see Dorian Thompson-Robinson as our number two quarterback right now.
I would agree with that.
And so I think that that's something you kind of have to look at if you thought, well, you know, if somebody offered Andrew Berry a second for Jameis Winston,
well,
I think you'd be a fool to say no.
One thing. Is he valuable enough to you? And I would think you would make a trade for a second. I get that. Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to value and blah, 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 blah. But the value there is, what if something happens to Deshaun and we think we have a team that can win big this year? Can you do that without Jameis? If you think you can, okay, then you do something like that. I just think it's a fascinating thing to watch because it was actually a national headline on most every sports site. Browns keep four quarterbacks.
Well, because it doesn't happen.
Right.
Yeah, this is a team that traditionally keeps two. Two, and last year
most teams
them.
Don't keep four, that's for sure.
Well, you would think they'd have two on the roster and then one on the practice squad.
Right.
And you know what? I'll be interested to see at noon when they can start signing guys for the practice squad, will they sign a quarterback to the practice squad? You think you're getting rid of one of these guys, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to probably pick up another quarterback somewhere. It sounds
not if you need four. You're not.
I'm just if you think you're trading 100% trading one of these four guys, which I think we all believe is going to happen.
And we all know which one we think it is.
Yeah.
Scott talked about the quarterback situation. Dana, let's play the Scott bite. Here's Scott Petrak from a couple of moments ago.
I mean, I've got no indication that they think Watson's arm is an issue. Now, given what happened last year and given that he's coming off the shoulder surgery and that there was a soreness last week, I think you want to have the best quarterback group possible, which means to me keeping Jameis Winston as your number two in case he's needed. And I think DTR had a really good preseason, so he would be the number three guy. I just don't think you keep four as an insurance policy. You could put somebody on the practice squad if you want, but if you think he's going to be able to play week one, which every indication is that he can't, that he will play week one, then I don't think Huntley is the number four.
I would agree with that. Yeah, I think Scott nailed that one. What do you think, folks? 216-474-0092. Four quarterbacks for now. You okay if Huntley's the one that gets traded? Would you be okay if somebody else were to get traded? That would be DTR, who we don't think that's happening. We don't think it's happening with Jameis. And how about the rest of the moves yesterday? We'll get into them coming up on Baskin and Phelps.